I'm Dan Klefstad. Gruesome and awful is how Andrew Bath describes the opening later this month of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in southwestern Illinois' Fairview Heights. Bath is with the anti-abortion group the Thomas More Society, which has a history of suing large-scale Planned Parenthood clinics, such as the one that opened in Aurora in northern Illinois. He says the group may take legal action again.
Now that they're planting these mega clinics just outside the border of pro-life states, they're turning the state of Illinois into an abortion tourism destination state, which we think is abhorrent.
Legal efforts have also been made to close Missouri's lone abortion clinic, which is in St. Louis. A Planned Parenthood representative said women need access to safe abortion and that the new clinic will offer a wide range of health services, such as cancer screening, vaccinations, and treatment of sexually transmitted diseases. In other news, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker were in Rockford Monday to recognize the success of Chicago-Rockford International Airport. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
Government officials toured a new Amazon Air facility. Senator Dick Durbin said the continuous federal investment in the airport is a way to promote long-term economic growth.
It's about landing our future right here and making certain that young people feel there's a future in this community. I can stay here. I can buy a home. I can build a family. I can send my kids to school, and maybe their kids are going to have a job when it's all over.
Governor Pritzker also acknowledged the bipartisan advocacy by Democratic U.S. Representative Sherry Bustos and Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger. Both members of Congress helped bring money to airport projects such as a cargo ramp and expanded facilities.
You should be extraordinarily proud. It's the kind of partnership that you want to see your government have at all levels.
The airport was recognized in September as the fastest-growing cargo airport in the world by Airport Councils International. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
Governor Pritzker will spend $850,000 of his own money for continuing renovations to the historic Illinois Governor's Mansion. This comes after the billionaire businessman already spent millions of dollars to cover government costs and renovations to other state buildings. The Springfield estate will be closed for tours until November 23rd due to the latest overhauls. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the renovations include fixing tile on the first floor, remodeling guest rooms, and modernizing current plumbing. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Murfreesboro teachers are back on the picket line this morning as contract talks failed to reach a compromise again last night. A federal mediator was at Monday's meeting, but the two sides say they remain at impasse over teacher pay. The Murfreesboro Education Association says the district can afford to pay teachers more. The board and administration disagree. The strike began last week. District 186 says the mediator is next available on Friday afternoon. Teachers say they're ready to negotiate any day this week. A 5-year-old girl was shot in Carbondale yesterday, and police say they're still investigating just how it happened. Police say around 11:30 yesterday morning, officers responded to the 400 block of East Chestnut Street. That was in reference to shots fired. The Jackson County Ambulance Service treated the girl at the scene and later took her to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, where doctors were able to stabilize her. The 5-year-old is currently at a St. Louis area hospital for further treatment. Officers and detectives say they arrested 3 juvenile suspects located in the area. There's no additional suspect information available. Anyone with information about exactly what happened is encouraged to contact the Carbondale Police Department or their anonymous Crime Stoppers line at 549-COPS. This week, employers and those looking for work can get together at the Carbondale Civic Center for an annual employment fair. Alicia Jackson is the city's diversity and compliance officer. She says those attending need to be ready to impress.
Come and put your best foot forward. Come dressed for success, business casual or professional, and then you put a smile on your face.
The job fair runs from 9 to 1 on Wednesday.